بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي علمنا ما لم نكن نعلم وكان فضله علينا عظيما، والصلاة والسلام على من جعله الله سبحانه وتعالى ميسرا ومعلما، سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Now let's continue. We are in the fourth lesson. الفاعل اسم مرفوع تقدمه فعل ودل على الذي فعل الفعل. Now we're going to move to some of the drills that you can do on your own. قال تمرينات: استخرج الفاعل من كل جملة من الجمل الآتية. So he says, extract from every sentence the following sentences. الآتية, the opposite is سابقة. Extract from the following sentences the subject. صاح الديك. صاح الديك means that the rooster crowed. وقف الثور, the bull stopped. بكى الطفل, the child cried. جاء الطبيب, the doctor came. لعب الأولاد, the kids played. لدغ الثعبان. We have to look up the word لدغ. I don't know what it means. اشتغل العامل, right? So the worker was busy. زرع الفلاح, the farmer cultivated. حضر الغائب, the person who was absent showed up. All you have to do, if you don't even speak, if you don't understand the words, all you have to do is look for Dhamma or any of the signs of Rafu, and you can tell me where is the fa'il. I'll do one of them. لعب الأولاد. لعب الأولاد. Look, the verb is singular, even if the subject is plural. So you could say لعب المنافقون. So remember this. The verb before any subject, if the subject is singular, dual, or plural, the verb is going to be singular, unless you've already identified what the subject is. So if you said لعب الأولاد فقرأوا الكتاب. So if you want to introduce them, when you introduce a subject, even if it's plural, you use a singular verb in front of it. Very important rule. We'll talk about that in the future. That's composition. ضع. Place فاعلا لكل فعل من الأفعال الآتية. Place a subject that is going to complete these verbs. نبح, to bark. يضحك, نبح, to bark, okay? يضحك, he's laughing. يبكي, he's crying. نطح, نطح, to butt heads. You know, like نطح أحد اللاعبين. So like butted heads with one of the players. You could also say it like butted heads with your boss. يشرب, to drink, he's drinking. عطس, to sneeze. سافر, to travel. يركب, riding. You need to put here, so يضحك الطفل. يبكي الولد, right? سافر صهيب. You need to put a subject here with علامات الرفع. ضع الأسماء الآتية في جمل بحيث يكون كل واحد منها فاعلا. So you're going to take these nouns, you're going to put them in complete sentences so that they are the subject of verbs. التلميذ, the pupil. الثعلب, the fox. الرجل, the man. سفينة, a boat. الجند, the soldier. الخادم, the servant. نحلة, right, the bee. النمل, the ant. كون من الكلمات الآتية جملا مؤلفة من فعل وفاعل ملائم له. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So you're going to take these words and make them into sentences, and you're going to bring them into, one of them is the noun, the other is the verb. So you're going to make a complete noun sentence with a noun with a verb, excuse me, a complete verb sentence with a verb and the subject. صهل, نطح, التلميذ, الجمل, بركة, بركة means to sit, استنخاء, باع, to sell, شك, to complain, التاجر, the businessman, المريد, the sick, الخروف, the goat, الحصان, the horse, حافظة, to memorize. You're going to take these, you're going to make sentences from them. Here, تمرين في الإعراب. النموذج, النموذج means examples, okay? حضر الغائب. حياة نموذجية is utopia, like a perfect life. حضر الغائب. So we're going to say فعل ماضي, فاع فاعل ضمة. فعل ماضي فاعل مرفوع ضمة. يطير الذباب, the fly flew. طار is the past tense verb. Look what he's doing in the beginning. طار العصفور, and the عصفور هو الذي فعل الطيران. يطير is the present future. So in one lesson, he's teaching you the different verb forms of طار, يطير, and the مصدر الطيران. يطير الذباب, the fly is flying. يطير فعل مضارع مرفوع بضمة. الذباب فاعل مرفوع, فاعل ليطير. Now he's going to give you these two. You can send these to me in email. فاض النهر يربح التاجر. فاض to fill. So the river it filled with water. يربح to bring profit. التاجر, the businessman profit is profiting. ونكتفي بهذا إن شاء الله. وأمامنا باب عظيم جدا ألا وهو باب المفعول به. The object of the subject. Barakallahu feekum. You guys are doing great. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.